Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Camp Financial Stock Market Update. So we're going to talk a little bit about what we talked about last Monday, Coca-Cola. We're going to jump into Johnson & Johnson, one that's like kind of right there at the threshold of maybe being having some enough value that I'd be interested in purchasing. And then we will talk about the options trades that I talked about last week as well on my new trade account over at Tasty Trade. So let's jump in. First, Coca-Cola. So I did place the order on Monday, as I mentioned on the Sunday recording last week. So we're a week in, bought in at $60.21. It's currently trading at $61.35, so up about 2%, 1.8% in a week. Going to continue to hold, obviously. Looking to get a price or... looking to see this trade up in the $75 range, roughly. That would be, if it would make it up to that $75 threshold, that'd be 70, 73, 74, 75, something like that. That's kind of going to be where I would be looking to go ahead and take most of that position off. So now let's talk about Johnson & Johnson. So Johnson & Johnson is an interesting one, a company that I have started to accumulate a small position in anyways, more just in the from the aspect of trading some options to bring cash into the account, and then using that cash that I generate from the options trades to buy shares. So I just started doing that actually with this ticker, with that stock, but have run it for a month, 2 months, I guess. Ran it, started, made the initial trade March 1st, 2023, then used the cash generated from that. And I actually traded an Iron Condor on that one. Well, I guess not an Iron Condor, but a Jade Lizard, with the bottom side tail being quite a bit lower, and making it a defined risk trade on the bottom side, but you know, a fairly sizable wing between the put spread, or the put price, and or the two put prices, I should say, the put that I sold at $149 and the put that I bought at $100. So $49 or $4,900 at risk on that trade. Those all expired worthless. I did use the cash generated from that trade of $193 to go ahead and buy an initial position at $153.44. Then again, this month, looking out to April, put on this trade again, but this time did make it a full Jade Lizard, selling a put below and selling a call spread above to again generate some additional capital into the portfolio of $157. I have not put that to work yet to buy another share, but I will. I need to do that. Well, I'll probably do that tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Now that I'm looking at the system, I see there's cash sitting there, because Johnson & Johnson does pay a decent dividend. stable company. It feels like pretty much any time, and as long as you hold for the long haul, it's going to come out okay. You know, just similar to that Coke trade. So to talk about Johnson & Johnson from the value side of the house, so dividend currently paying out $1.13 a quarter, or $4.52 for the year, about a 3% dividend yield. So that's all pretty good. Obviously less than you can get in treasuries, as we mentioned last week, but you know, the stock gives you upside potential as well. I guess technically bonds right now would give you some upside potential as well if quantitative easing stops, or quantitative tightening stops, and they have to go to quantitative easing, then they would lower interest rates. By lowering interest rates, they would push the value of the bonds up. So there actually is kind of some upside right now to bonds, although ultimately I do think rates are going to tick up a little bit more, which would put more pressure on the bond price or the bond value. So that's all conjecture and just some commentary that kind of what it looks like is going on in the world of the Fed, but who honestly knows what they might do. So with all that said, dividend solid, 66% dividend payout. So they pay out 66% of their earnings toward the dividend. Again, pretty fair for that size of company, that historic, you know, the historic company that they are. 66% is kind of right near that upper end threshold that I would be comfortable at, or, you know, that I would be okay with seeing. So, they're not stretched, too far on their dividend. Actually, I didn't even look to see where they are, you know, how many years they've been increasing their dividend, where they're at on the Dividend Aristocrats, I guess, listing, or you know, whatever you would want to call it. But I'm sure they are a Dividend Aristocrat. But let me pull this sheet up here. Here we go. This website might say it. I'll keep looking while we go through the rest of it. Oh, yes, there we go. 61 years of consecutive dividend increases. So they've been doing it for a long time. My guess is you're going to continue to see that dividend grow. You know, whatever percentage it might be going forward, maybe smaller, but you know, quite frankly, they're going to keep it going. Pull my other spreadsheet back up here. There we go. So currently PE multiple, they're 22.5% versus, or 22.5 times their earnings. 5-year median's about 25 times, the 10 years about 22.5 times. So they're pretty fairly valued. Small share repurchase program in place. They allocated for up to $5 billion to be bought back late in 2022. They've already bought back about $2.5 billion of it. So they've already used up about half of their board allotted share repurchase program. The dividend, so we talked about one part, the other part we didn't talk about. So the dividend did grow 6.6% last year. So again, you know, it's a decent size increase there. And their pretty much flat on sales from year to year, up about 1.25%. So, obviously not a lot of growth there, but they're making up for the sales growth just through where their earnings are at now, as well as that dividend growth. So all in, kind of feel like Johnson & Johnson's kind of pretty much fairly valued where it's at right now. It's not, it's not aggressive. It's not undervalued, really. It's kind of right where you would expect it to be. So if it drops, down to 140 or close to 140, I'd probably look to pick some shares up, maybe at 142 or so. So as I mentioned before, or have just been talking about with some of these different stocks out there, like Johnson & Johnson could be one that you might want to look at for selling a cash secured put below the current stock price. Let me see what. So the other big thing to remember, though, with Johnson & Johnson is that their earnings, their next earnings call comes before, the next big expiration date of April 21st. So, you'd be looking at right now trading at 153, closed at 153.35. If you would be looking to get in, let's see here. Let me add a few more strikes so I can see. So if you'd be looking to get in at $142, you could sell the 145 put, which would put you at, so it's trading for 55 cents. So that would get you into the stock at 142.45 if the price drops down below that. And you collect, or you keep your 55 cents, which is, the only thing that's tough with Johnson & Johnson, especially if you're doing the stock trade or the options plays like this, is, $55 on putting up 14,300. That's a 0.4% return for 25 days. So not a real big yield, obviously, for potentially putting $14,300 up. Now, the other side of that is, if you want to buy at around $142, then you're going to be putting that $14,200 up anyways. And now that $14,200 starts generating, the dividend of almost 3%. So it's all a matter of whether or not you're interested in buying the stock, or at what price you're interested in buying the stock. So it's just another way to get into the stock where you can profit if it doesn't go in your favor, if it doesn't drop down to your price that you want to buy at. So, so that's where I'm at on Johnson & Johnson. Probably not going to buy right now, but if it does drop, we will go ahead and probably take a position in that $140 to $145 range. Obviously, that could all change, just contingent on how that next earnings call looks like on April 18th. So that's it on J&J. Now let's jump real quick to my two trades that I've made at Tasty Trade. If you remember when I talked about it before, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. So I put that position on, sold an Iron Condor, the 10-9 put, the 16-17 call, the wings. So only $100 at risk on that trade to make $15. You know, is it worth it? That's up to you. It's a small, you know, it's a very small win, but hey, if it's a win, it's a win. The other one, again, small trade or small value in this trade, $250 at risk on this one, and that's a Jade Lizard on Warner Brothers Discovery, where I sold the $2.50 put and sold the $17.50 $20 call spread above. So again, $2.50 at risk. Very wide path there where I can make money between anywhere between $2.50 and $17.50. So $15 generated from that. Took the cash generated from that less the commissions fees that I paid for the trades, and just use that to buy one share of each of those stocks. So those trades have now been on for 11 days, open for 11 days. They close on the expiration in April. So they close in 25 days or expire in 25 days. Currently, even with fees, up $7.60 on this portfolio that is started at $761. So made about 1% in 11 days. Happy with that. Let these continue to kind of run out, see where they go from here. But, just want to talk through those trades as we continue to hold them. And again, we'll continue to plan to hold both of those. I will say that, right now, based on time decay, should make 75 cents per day as the theta runs out on these trades. So that's it for today. If there's anything you would be interested in having me take a look at stock-wise and whether or not I would want to add it to my portfolio, feel free, shoot me an email, chrism@campfinancial.net. And otherwise, we will catch you next time. Have a good one.